Last segment, George told us that he has not one but two movies coming out next year, and he's beginning to film both. Well, someone was driving around town apparently and heard the segment and wants to talk to you. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is Super Hollywood agent Arnie Flummix. Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you guys. I'm very excited about what I've been hearing on your program today.
Yes, thank you.
I tell you what, I'm kind of a big deal out here in Hollywood, but I was driving through town. I flipped over to your station, and I hear a very impressive young man talking about some of these roles that he's taken.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, are you the guy?
I guess so, yes.
Your producer says your stage name is George Dunham, is that right?
Yes, uh-huh.
God, what a great name. What a great marketable name that is. That's wonderful, man.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I don't know if
Let me tell you something. I want to make you a star, baby.
Oh, okay.
I want to make you a star.
Okay.
I've got roles lined up for you. Are you interested in signing with my agency?
I don't know if I really want to go in full time to acting.
Come on. I've repped some of the best. Gary Busey.
Wow.
Barney. Gary Busey.
Barney?
So I'd really like to sign you on. As a matter of fact, I've got a role in the new Tarantino that you would be perfect for.
You know, I've never really liked his films.
It's great.
I've always thought his films were overrated.
No. Listen, this is going to be different. Your role, it's a landlord who's organizing a bank heist. It's great. It's exciting. Now, you have to drop the N-word about 153 times.
Whoa. Yeah, I don't know.
No problem for you. I read on your wiki page, what is Grand Dragon Georgia? What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know. That's terrorism online is what that is.
Come on, baby. Don't be sweating me, baby.
He's talking like a Hollywood agent.
Don't call me baby.
We're going to make you a star.
Yeah?
How about this? I've got a role for you. You'd be so perfect for this.
Okay.
A cross-dressing lawyer with a heart of gold but a secret past. Doesn't that sound great?
It sounds
playing
like a stretch.
Opposite Abe Vigoda.
Wow, say yes to that one.
Okay, I'll do that one, I guess.
Oh, great. This is wonderful. Now, you do full nudity, right?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, you're out on that one. How about this one? Perfect for... Oh, gosh, it just occurred to me. You are the man that I'm going to get in front of the director. You'll be cast immediately. It's a shoe-in. Big budget, blockbuster, directed by Spielberg. You play the husband of a woman who wants to go into space and back again.
The husband of a woman. Okay.
That sounds good. It's a Spielberg
film.
Doesn't
that sound good?
I'm about to play a former astronaut, so yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it sounds great for you. Now, you would have to pay about $10,000 for that one.
What do you mean I'd have to pay?
Oh, it's one of those deals where, you know, you help them raise funds and you get a part in the movie.
That doesn't sound like a good deal.
He's used to that.
Yeah.
Okay. One more to pitch you here. Listen to me, baby. Listen to me, baby.
Boy, that's agent talk.
All right.
$65,000 that they will pay you for a one-day shoot in Vancouver, all expenses paid. They'll even let you take someone you love up there with you. And stay for a week. Only have three words. Only three-word script. I love you. That's all you have to say.
Okay, but what do I play? What's going on?
You just play. It's a regular guy. He's a 36-year-old, so you have to play a little bit younger.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is say I love you, French kiss Barbra Streisand, and you're done. Pick up your check.
Okay.
I can do that for $65,000. Sure.
Make out with Barbra Streisand.
Yeah.
Oh, you would you? Okay, good. How much more would you do? Would you honk her boobs for 70 grand?
Look, I'm not going to do a film like that, but, I could do at least that scene.
Third base for 80.
Oh, my gosh. No, I'm not doing a film like that.
Come on. You got to do it. How about this one? One more role for you.
Okay.
How about a major, massive sports stadium that needs an announcer to talk inside the stadium?
That's a PA announcer.
You've got experience. This is
perfect. I've done that before, but I don't think so.
And I'd pay you the same thing I paid you before.
Whoa! Look at there. Jerry?
He wants you back.
Oh, maybe so. Oh, it was like a film, an unexpected twist at the end there. All right.